Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We got Colonel Alex Gann now. We were able to get through to him. Colonel, welcome to the show.
Hi, good evening. Well, good morning on your side.
So, Colonel, obviously Hamas yesterday announces that they've agreed to some terms here in the United States. It was like mercury. You couldn't get your finger on it. It was very fluid. Nobody knew what terms, where, why, what, how. No one was really talking about it. And then as more and more time went by, we recognized and realized these weren't really terms. This was the wish list that Hamas had put on Israel. Is that what y'all are hearing?
Exactly. Exactly so. There was the mediators, mainly the U.S. and Egypt, put on the table a very specific deal, which Israel has agreed to fully. I won't say we were happy about it, but we agreed. And Hamas took about a week to think about it. And they came back and said, yes, we agree. But eventually they agreed to something else totally, which wasn't the original suggestion. And that's the way they manipulate everybody. So we'll see what will happen. It will not go through so easily.
Well, and the reason it happens, and I was just talking about this, and it's kind of irritating, is that the world press, the mainstream media here in the United States, it's almost as though they believe everything that Hamas has to say. If Hamas says it's true. If Hamas says that Israel has killed 100,000 Palestinians, they report it. There's no data. There's no proof. They've not demanded of Hamas proof of life of hostages. In fact, to the contrary, they can't even give a proof of a number. There's no demands made by anyone. So Hamas knows that they have succeeded in completely and totally manipulating the mainstream media, and they're actually working on their side.
Well, I'm sad to say that you're quite right about it. Hamas, from day one, says, look, we're not playing your game. We have a game of our own, which means we do not let the Red Cross visit the hostages. We do not tell exactly how many we have. We do not give any information. Any information you want has a price tag to it. And the world accepts it from Hamas. And this is the tragedy of the whole thing. And as you said, they are masters of manipulation. You know, they say that the humanitarian aid is a catastrophe in Gaza. Now, the situation in Gaza is not easy. It has not been easy. But from that to dire straits, it's a way up. You know, the world is not excited about 2 million people starving in Sudan. No one is sending humanitarian aid over there. Nobody cares about them. There are many people around the world who suffer, but only the Palestinians are managing, and I must say, in a very efficient way to manipulate everybody on their side. When we see what's happening in your campuses and what's happening in all over the world, It's a sad to see, but they did a very good job in preparing it, and now we're conducting this plan.
Alex, we got to get to a break. Can you hold on for a few minutes? We'll come right back to you.
No problem. I'll hold.
We're visiting with Colonel Alex Gann, retired colonel and fighter pilot for the Israeli Air Force. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Colonel Alex Gann, retired colonel and fighter pilot for the Israeli Air Force. Colonel, I understand that one of the minor changes that Hamas had in the agreement was that they were supposed to provide live hostages. They changed that to corpses. Is that what you guys are hearing in Israel?
No, the agreement was on the 33 live hostages at the first stage. And then they said, look, we're not sure we have 33, so we'll fill the number with the corpses, which is eventually what you mean. You mean 100 are dead already out of this 132 which are there? So this is also not acceptable, you know. And again, when you finish that, they'll say maybe, we found another one alive, so the price for it will go up, et cetera, et cetera. This whole way, I think we're also mistaken on our side. I think this whole way of negotiation with Hamas is wrong. I think, in my personal opinion, we should go for the whole deal at once. Everybody, mm-hmm. all 132 at once, dead, alive, corpses, whatever, we'll agree on the price tag, which will be huge for us. We will have them transferred maybe to a third party, maybe to Egypt or something, to make sure that it happens, and then we'll go through the deal. This way of the salami method, I think, is bad for us, but I don't know. This is the way it's been conducted.
And I don't disagree with you, but I don't think Hamas would be willing to do that because they couldn't carry this charade on, and get what they're getting.
To call their bluff. Yes, yeah. Because that, as I told you, they're masters of manipulation. So I say, look, put everything on the table, see the final result from now, and work toward it. Don't manipulate it on the way. Don't let them get away with it. And
Colonel, the U.S., the EU, so many others are saying, you know, that Rafah is kind of the red line. We can't go into Rafah. We can't go into Rafah. The other day, Hamas shoots some rockets from, guess where, Rafah, yeah. Killing some Israelis and injuring a number of others. And the reaction was like, like no big deal. It's like, what are you talking about?
No, I think, you know that Israel went in today, actually starting to go into Rafah.
Yeah.
And of course, I think the Biden administration is making a huge mistake by trying to prevent Israel from going into Rafah. At least they're trying they're taking away the leverage even of the threat of going into Rafah by saying, you know, it's not acceptable, et cetera, et cetera. I think the U.S. government has overshadowed this case, which they're not running the war. They're not the ones in war. But they, I think at some stage, they decided to call the shots and say exactly what yes and what no. And it's not the way to do it.
Well, the sad reality, Colonel, is that these are political considerations, and we're in the midst of a presidential election. And so what has happened here, which is tragic, is that political considerations have now entered in this realm. And anytime you allow that to happen, you're not being honest with the public. You're not being honest with your allies and your enemies will leverage you to the hilt. And that's where we are at the present time.
Exactly.
Iran is still sitting over there, fat, dumb, and happy, getting involved when they want, putting their toe in the water when they want, retreating when they want. little or no sanctions, nothing meaningful.
And that's a pity, because again, I think the U.S. and the Europeans don't speak the Middle East language. They don't understand what they mean when they say anything. And when you think and you try to look at what's happening here with Western eyes, and so you're missing the main point. And when you have to listen to what they're saying, and when you know the language, when Hamas says they're going to do 7th of October over and over and over, we believe them, because this is their belief. It comes out of a religious belief. And you don't understand that, and you don't listen to that. You don't believe it. It's that's the way they work.
It's the same thing here with students on universities that are saying, "I am Hamas." Well, I got to take you at your word.
Yeah, you know, I've been watching a lot of what's going on in universities, and you know what? I pity the universities, because if this is the product of the level of knowledge of the American student, it's a disgrace.
Yep.
Of not knowing the facts, of not being able to differentiate between truth or false or fiction or whatever, it's unbelievable. There's so many what we call useful idiots, it's unbelievable. And these are your future.
Sad to say, these are our elite colleges.
Yeah. it's
amazing.
Really, it's a pity, you know. It's amazing. How dumb could they be?
And would amaze me any longer. That I can promise you. Colonel, I got to get to a break. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay safe, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's Colonel Alex Gann, retired colonel and fighter pilot for the Israeli Air Force. He's been a great source of information for us day in and day out. We appreciate him staying in touch with us. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.